When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. The Bulletin Blitz is back. Bart Winkler's show, Infinity Sports Network. It is Tuesday, May 27, 2025. And since we were off yesterday on the Monday, let's do a little bit of a rewind. The Thunder are one win away from the NBA Finals. The Thunder edge the Timberwolves. They take a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Final score of 128-126 in Game 4. SGA led all scorers with 40 points. And let's hear on SGA. He responded to some of the internet chatter, if you will, Bart, on him becoming, or him being, rather, a free throw merchant.
The fans, they can do whatever they can do to help their team win and knock me off my game, being the head and snake of our team. Like, and that's their job. That's what creates home court advantage. That's what creates a fan base. That's what creates energy in the building. And they want the Timberwolves to win. They don't want the Oklahoma City Thunder to win. So I expect nothing else. And it's in terms of the label, I don't care. I never cared.
Well, Doris Burke was talking about it too on the broadcast, and she was also talking about the historical relations between France and Germany for some reason. They're trying. I kind of miss some of the old ESPN broadcast crews. Wasn't the biggest Mark Jackson fan, but him and Van Gundy and Breen were worlds better than what they've got now. SGA and the Thunder, this is a team that people, I don't think, are embracing in the way that they should. And we'll talk about this more, but they've done everything right how you want to build a team. They have done it on their own. They've done it through trades. They've done it through drafting. They've done it with, good coaching. And for whatever reason, I don't feel like I feel the love from fans to the Thunder. So it'll be interesting to see how they're treated and talked about come playoff time, or finals time, should that be where they get to, as they're up 3-1, and it looks like the Pacers, just so you all know, are going to go up 3-1 as well. We'll have more on that coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, got 18 seconds left. Knicks, missed a second free throw, driving right down the line. 127-118 for the Pacers' favor right now. But going back to, again, to last night, 23 turnovers for the Timberwolves. It's not what you want in a one-possession game, obviously. Here's head coach Chris Finch on the turnovers and on the loss.
You're not going to beat a team like this if you're certainly turning it over 20-plus times and letting them have a bunch of second-chance opportunities. And we knew that. But, you know, this isn't the formula to get it done, you know, and I think that's the most important thing to take away from tonight.
Well, as I mentioned earlier this hour, the Timberwolves led the game in rebounds, assists, points off turnovers, fast break points in the paint, second chance points, free throw attempts, free throw makes, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, and they still lost. I don't even know how that's possible, but the one thing they did not lead in was points. One of the things the Thunder have been doing well is limiting Anthony Edwards' shot attempts. So in the first series, Anthony Edwards against the Lakers averaged 22.5 shots. Then against the Warriors, he was down to 19.8. Now he's at just 17.3 shots a game. And that's been a problem. They need to get the ball in his hands. And then when it is in his hands, it's contested well, and he's got to put up really tough shots. So the Thunder have done a really good job trying to neutralize him, trying to neutralize Randle, and not just trying. Whatever they're trying to do, they are succeeding at. That's why they're going for the gentleman's sweep tomorrow night.
And Tyrese Haliburton, by the way, did get a triple-double.
Almost had one in the at the end of the first half.
Yeah, his first quarter numbers were nuts. This game is all but over. 6.4 left, and Pacers getting some free throw action right now. Let's stay in Indiana, but let's go to the WNBA. This is courtesy of Iowa Local 5 News. What happened to Caitlin Clark?
All new tonight, Indiana Fever superstar Caitlin Clark will miss the team's next few games because of an injury. The Fever say Clark has a left quadriceps strain and will be out at least 2 weeks. The Fever did not say when Clark was injured. Clark is currently averaging 19 points, 6 assists, and 9 rebounds per game this season, her second in the league.
So if she's going to miss some time, and she did not miss any last year, but if she's going to miss some time, it looks like it's going to be a game tomorrow night in Washington, which was moved to Baltimore, to the arena there. 2 home games, and then a game at the Chicago Sky, which was moved to the United Center. So it's tough when you have a league where there's clearly one person who people want to see more than anyone else. Major League Soccer was the same way with Messi, and I think that's tapered down a little bit. But it's still, he's a big draw when he goes somewhere, because there were games where then he would not play because he was hurt, or they played so many games in so few days that they'd say, I need to rest for, you know.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To stay healthy, and then fans in like Minnesota or Houston or wherever are throwing down $500 for these tickets. You're not throwing $500. You're not throwing $50 to watch Inter Miami. You're throwing that much money to watch Messi. So we'll see what happens with these games. Tickets have already been dropping, at least for the game that I saw in Chicago, by about, from $80 to $25 for just the highest level seats. It's great to get a big star in the league, but then you need to start to fill it with other stars so people do want to see these games. But there's no mistake that Caitlin Clark, I don't want to say she's not bigger than the WNBA. Although if she left and made her own league, I don't know. I'd be curious. That'd be interesting to see what people would do. She's a big draw for whatever reason. She just is.
Yeah, it's funny. Tickets are dropping in Chicago. I thought Angel reset. People were coming to see her, too. Interesting. Let's switch gears to go to the NFL. And yes, that was a shot. Aaron Rodgers watched.
Well, if it was one of her shots, it was a missed shot and a rebound and a missed shot. You got three rebounds off that shot. Yeah, good job.
Aaron Rodgers watched is continuing.
Are we going to get in trouble for that? I don't mean to disparage WNBA.
That depends if we're on the score or not. I feel like this is the story that's never going to end, and it's not going to end until we actually get to preseason and possibly week one. Aaron Rodgers does not want to be in OTAs. He does not want to go to involuntary workouts. Yet we're going to still keep talking about him. And, of course, he needs to keep his name in the news cycle. Here is Aaron Rodgers. This is courtesy of the YNK podcast. It's an interaction between him and a young fan. Is he going to play for the Bears?
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her on this one?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
So, some people thought he meant the Packers. Those people are dumb.
Agreed.
The Steelers play in Chicago on November 23rd.
Week 12, I believe. No, November.
No, you're right. Week 12. Rodgers doesn't just know that because he's a schedule connoisseur. Okay? Rodgers is going to the Steelers. He's going after he can skip all this stuff. What I've been saying all along, and I'm not as mad as I am that I'm not getting blanketed with praise and articles being written about me left and right for this. I'm more like confused why guys like Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter and Peter Schrager are like acting surprised. This is the most obvious. I only said it because it's so obvious. I'm the only one saying it.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.